The Syrian army retakes the crossing between Syria and the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights after it briefly fell into the hands of insurgents. The crossing was liberated after heavy fighting between the insurgents and Syrian troops. The Syrian army has also recaptured the town of Daba, north of Al-Husayr. Following the clashes, Austria says it is withdrawing the country's forces from the area. Austria accounts for about 380 of the 1,000-strong UN forces at the crossing, which is the only transit point between Syrian and Israeli disengagement links, lines that is set in 1974. Israel took the Golan Heights from Syria in 1967. Tel Aviv has used various means to help the insurgents in Syria in the past, including the provision of medical assistance. Let's see what George Jabor thinks. He's a political commentator who joins us from Syria's capital, Damascus. George Jabor, we have the win there of Al-Husayr being liberated, and then we have this incident regarding the Golan Heights. I would like to get your reaction to what one of the Syrian army generals said when Al-Husayr was liberated, and that is that this sends a strong message to Israel. What kind of message is he talking about regarding Israel?
Well, the official theory of Syria is that there is an alliance between the insurgents and Israel. And this was manifested by the fact that the Israeli Air Force attacked certain posts in Syria in order to help the insurgents destroy some of the establishments, scientific establishments in Syria. The insurgents were not able to destroy such establishments, so the Israeli Air Force took the burden from them and destroyed them. This is the official theory of the Syrian government, and it is a theory that is, generally speaking, is acceptable. As a matter of fact, Syria is, of course, part of a grand alliance that extends from Lebanon, the resistance, to Syria, to Iran, to Russia, which sort of tries to restrict the influence of Israel in the region. At the same time, Israel is part of another grand alliance, which tries to, of course, mobilize all sorts of pressure against the resistance in Lebanon and in Palestine. And of course, this grand alliance of which Israel is part of is directed also against the nuclear peaceful program of Iran. So I suppose that there is real ground to say that what happened in Qusair is some sort of a triumph over those who are supposedly supporting Israel in Syria.
You mentioned alliance a number of times there, George Jabor. I'm counting about seven countries that are obsessed with having Bashar al-Assad get overthrown. And obviously Al-Qusair and its liberation, not to mention this most recent incident in the Golan Heights, is testament to the fact that they've lost their efforts in terms of trying to have Bashar al-Assad get removed from his presidency. Can't they see that a political solution is the only feasible one and give the chance of the Geneva Conference to come into fruition?
Well, all of the sides of the two grand alliances are saying that a political process is needed. A political process has to be engaged. But let us say this, that part of the insurgents in Syria and the outside opposition in Syria has taken a stand against the Geneva Conference, against a political process. They have taken this stand recently, but then I suppose that this stand can be changed if the United States is sincere in its commitment to a Geneva Conference and to a political process whereby peace will be re-established in Syria. I suppose they should change their mind, their calculations. They should come to the Geneva Conference in order to influence things peacefully rather than influence things by the strength of arms. I suppose that the Geneva Conference is very much on the agenda of the world, and I hope it will be on the agenda of the insurgents in Syria and on the agenda of the outside opposition, which has taken a stand recently, which we know they were against going to the Geneva Conference without certain preconditions, which empties the conference of its meaning.
Very well. Thank you so much. George Jabour, political commentator there. It's good to talk to you from Damascus.